And now on Nights with Steve Price, the 50 Up Club with Kaylee Harris.
In a moment, we're going to talk about how to save money. That's not much good of a conversation for you and I.
Definitely not.
World champion spenders.
That's right.
Not into saving money. No. Let's start with private health insurance. We've been talking about 50 Up's deals on air a bit recently, but there are a few traps with private health insurance. I would say the biggest trap is no one understands it.
Exactly right. And we always talk, Steve, we spoke about this at the 50 Up Club back in April, when every year on the 1st of April, that's when the premium increases go up. But there's also something to consider at the end of the financial year. If you're an older Australian, you could be stung by private health increases even more if you don't take it out. So, for example, if you're 65 and you decide you've never had health insurance but you better get it, you'll be paying as high as 70% on your premium, which equates to an extra $2,100 a year, because that's the government's lifetime loading, health loading.
So they're saying you've never had it, you're clearly at an age where you're going to need to claim because you're going to have illness, and so we're going to whack you.
That's what the LHC
is. You can't avoid that.
Can't avoid it, and it starts going up from when you turn 31 by about 2% a year, right up to 70%, which is a massive amount of money for someone.
So that's designed to get people in young.
Exactly, exactly. But don't forget, we already have health insurance. It's called Medicare. So just think, get very carefully before you take it out, whether you actually need it or not. And the other one is people who get a pay rise around this time of the year, they're at risk as well, because the Medicare levy surcharge is an extra tax of up to 1.5% on the entire annual income of someone earning more than $90,000 a year, or couples earning more than $180,000 a year. So as soon as you get, if you get a pay rise and you get some good news, I'm getting more money, you're going to get hit with more on the Medicare levy surcharge as well.
Any other tips where you can save money on health insurance?
Yeah, just before you think about just getting a junk policy, just for the sake of it, so you've got something, have a think about whether you actually need it or not. Go to, there are a couple of comparison sites you can go and have a look at. One is the privatehealth.gov.au, and look at the policies and just see whether there's things in there that you really need. For example, if you're middle-aged like me, I don't necessarily need pregnancy. Those sorts of things. If you're younger, you may not need things like osteopathy or cataracts. So just have a close look at the policy and just see whether there are things in there that you need. Don't be tempted to downsize to junk policies. And always, too, around this time of the year, ask your insurer for an annual claim statement, because if you're paying more in premiums than you're receiving in benefits, you might want to reassess your coverage.
And if you're over 50, you should go onto the 50 Up Club website and have a look at your suggestions on where you should sign up.
Yeah, we've got offers there, and use our offers to get a better offer with your provider you're already with. If you don't want to switch, use us as leverage to go and ask for a better deal.
That makes a lot of sense. Now, Fairfax ran a piece during the week about a woman called Kate Robertson who saved $4,000 a year by quitting alcohol. There's two queries I have on that. Did she do it for a health reason or for a financial reason?
She did it for health. She was on medication and she had to get off it anyway. I did the maths on this, and she's only buying bottles of wine worth about $5 or $6. And that's for cheap wine, that's a lot of money a year.
So that's she's spending less than $100 a week.
Yeah. If you're spending, you know, if you're buying 6 bottles of wine at $20 each during the week, you can imagine that figure will be triple.
What other stats or what other tips for saving money, aside from quitting drinking?
Okay, so we spoke to Natasha Jensens. She's from a website which is called Women with Sense, C-E-N-T-S. And she advises, if you need to cut back and save some money, don't always look at the big ticket items firstly. Things like, you know, I have to cut back on school fees, I'll have to move the kids. Look at all the basic cash things that you are, the transactions that you're doing every day. Things like maybe magazines or junk food or coffee. Yep, coffee's always a biggie. And have a look at that. Maybe get yourself an app. There are so many great apps out there now that you can use to measure your daily cash expenses. I use one called the ASIC Money Smart app, which is fantastic, because those little amounts add up so quickly, and because you can't track them, they just seem to disappear into the ether.
And the other thing, of course, these days with the digital banking, you have so many things that are automatic deductions on your bank account that you might have left there for years. There's small amounts of money each time, but they would add up over 12 months. You might be actually having stuff taken out that you don't need to have taken out.
Exactly. So it's always good to go back and review your bank statements, you know, once a month and have a look. I don't know with you, but my kids have different gaming things that they subscribe to, and it's still coming out of my credit card, out of my account 3 years after they've stopped playing it and outgrown it. And I just found it the other day. So that was, even though it's only $2 a month, it all adds up, you know.
You need to almost do a budget consolidation. And this time of the year, end of the financial year, is probably not a bad time to do it.
Exactly. Great advice. Definitely do that.
Thanks a lot. Talk to you next week.
You're welcome.
Kaylee Harris.